Annie in Kansas needs some help with a basement flooring project. Tell us what you're working on.
We are refinishing our basement, and currently it has cement floor. Mm-hmm. And we have three boys that love to tackle each other. So we saw something about on the Today Show about a rubber floor, mm-hmm. and they look like cement, or they look like tiles going mm-hmm. in. So yeah. We have no idea what they were talking about.
Well, there's actually a lot of different rubber tile options, which are fantastic for basements, obviously, because they don't grow mold or mildew. They're great for damp environments. And you said that you have a concrete floor down there, which, you know, regardless of how well you dehumidify and control all the moisture outside with your foundation and perimeter, you're still going to get some water seeping up through, you know, even if it's minimal, you'll still get some moisture that comes up just from the hygroscopic nature of concrete. Now, your options for the rubber tiles, there are, you know, 5/8-inch ones that you see almost in, like, playrooms that are sort of rainbow-colored and look like puzzle pieces. There are ones that look like, even foam ones that look like wood grain. There are some that are home and sport, which are really thick, and they're used for martial arts, and they have a lot more cushioning to them. There's a good website let me send you to. It's greatmats.com. And if you go to their basement flooring section, you'll find a ton of different rubber options that are available. And the one, I believe it's called Home Sports and Play or something like that, which would be great for your tackling munchkins.
Yes. And do they also have ones that look like tile, that actually look like ceramic tiles?
There's one, I think, on their site that I think it's called Tile Flex. And those kind of look like ceramic tiles. I think they even have like a built-in grout line, if you will, that sort of looks like that. The Home and Sport one are kind of, you know, mildly fuzzy. Then there's some with textures. You know, there's a lot of good choices. It's worth checking out.
Okay. And can we install these ourselves?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you. That answers my question.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.